listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about neurofeedback, meditation, and coaching. All right, so today we're going to talk about the meta cure. I recently had a big disappointment, and it's not like I never had one before. I'm sure you've had that experience too, where you're not only hoping for something to happen, but you're expecting it to happen. And you feel you've done everything you could to make it happen, but in the end, it doesn't happen. And you're left with these feelings of disappointment and sadness, maybe anger or fear. And what we do with those feelings before we jump to conclusions of what it all means, or trying to figure it out or change it or assign blame or fight back, or worse, give up, we need to just sit and offer ourselves some compassion, some metta. And I'm telling you, it really works. The magic in this metta cure is that after you've done it, the urge to fix or change or blame or give up, it really subsides. There's a space where a new idea or an inspiration can arise, or even simply a sense of letting go. Here's how it works. You find a quiet place to sit, and you write out first the traditional metta phrases, and then after that, you're going to come up with a list of your own metta phrases. The traditional phrases that we'll practice together today go like this. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. So these phrases we're going to be doing over and over again today in our practice, and I'll guide you when it's time. Then what I like to do is make a list of 3 to 5 phrases that I really need in the moment when I'm feeling disappointed or angry or sad or worried. And some examples might be, may I be patient, may I be accepting, may I be confident, may I be open. So you can really write down and create any metta phrase that you need in the moment. You simply sit repeating these phrases silently for a few minutes or as long as you like, or you repeat it every time the feelings come up, letting it get in on the rotation of all the other voices in your head that you hear all day long. I also use metta when I'm worried about somebody, a loved one who's sick, or a child who's struggling in some way, or maybe just your college kid that's thousands of miles away living their life and you don't want to drive them crazy calling or texting all the time. Metta is the perfect medicine. You just make a list of the things you need or the things you want to send to them, and you say, may you be, instead of may I be. For example, may you be courageous. May you be open and humble. Or you can say the original metta phrases that I feel are already pretty perfect, like may you be happy, may you be well, may you be safe, may you be free from suffering. So today we're going to practice metta. We'll do the traditional phrases, and then if you like, when you have time, write down a few things that you feel you really need to hear to feel supported and more at ease. And say them a few times to yourself every day. Metta meditation is truly the cure for whatever ails you. So let's find a comfortable position. Sitting up in a chair is fine. You might want to put a cushion behind your back and have your feet flat on the floor instead of your legs crossed, and your hands resting in your lap, unclasped. And if you really like sitting on the floor, I suggest you sit on a cushion so your hips are up higher than your knees, and that'll allow your back to lengthen and relax. Close your eyes, and we'll start with 3 deep cleansing breaths, in through the nose and blowing out through the mouth as slowly as you can, like blowing through a straw. And again, in through the nose and blowing out nice and slow, last time. And you should feel that these breaths allow you to start to feel settled in, more present, more aware, and maybe even a little more relaxed. And shift your attention to your breathing in and out of your nose. Just noticing the smells in the room and the temperature of the air. Notice that little bit of a tickle at the tips of your nostrils, of the air going in and out. Notice the temperature as it comes in and how different it is when it's warmed and moistened by the body coming back out. And two or three times, you're going to go ahead and label the breath, breathing in and breathing out, really just tracking the breath with the mind. This allows your mind to get focused and aware of what's happening now. And then letting go of the labeling and start to become more aware of the body, how it feels sitting in the chair or on the floor. And bring your awareness and attention down into your feet. And then allow that attention to move up into your ankles. And then up into your shins and your calves. Up into your knees and your thighs, and just let your legs be heavy. And move your awareness and your breath into your hips, into your low back, into your belly, and try to soften everything from the inside out. And moving up into your ribs and the sides of your body, in your middle back. And if you're sitting against a chair, just let the chair really have your back. Let yourself be supported. And if you're sitting on a cushion, lengthen your spine so you don't feel a lot of weight down into your hips. Move into the chest and under the arms and the shoulder blades, softening and widening. Letting your collarbones spread out towards your shoulders. And your shoulders glide down the arms until you can feel the tips of your fingertips and the temperature and sensation in the palms of your hands. Lower your chin a little bit. Let the back of your neck lengthen through the top of the head. And make space between your teeth, just softening the jaw. Let the eyes roll down and forward, the crown of the head soften and open to the sky. And now you're aware of both your body and your breath, and we'll begin the metta practice. You're going to silently repeat any of these phrases or all of them over and over until I check in with you again. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. You can choose one or all of those phrases and continue to repeat them silently to yourself as you breathe and sit, and I'll check back in with you. Thank you. Notice where your mind has gone, if you've forgotten your metaphrases, if you've wandered off onto some worry or plan, some past or future event. And gently bring yourself back to the inhale and the exhale and the sense of your body in space. And begin again. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. Just continue to repeat any or all of these phrases. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, and today we're practicing Metta. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. Continuing to repeat these metta phrases throughout your practice today.
Thank you.
begin to deepen your breath. Imagine that the breath can come into the base of the spine, and as you inhale, you breathe up the back. And as you breathe out, you breathe down the front of the body, making a circle on your spine. Allowing these phrases to settle in to your memory of your body and your mind. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. And may I be free from suffering as you breathe up and down the spine. You've been listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5 and Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. And you can hear more podcasts like these at www.kx935.com/podcasts. I thank you for practicing with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.